show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to
Racism shouldn't be tolerated, nor should sexism, nor should homophobia, nor should prejudice against visually impaired people. Yeah, these are easy things to say. These are easy things to say. It's the boundary lines that are difficult to draw. In other words, should be tolerated when somebody expresses words that are racist? Should words be, or should it just be behaviours? And if so, what words? Tricky, very tricky. It's very easy to talk about the extremes. Like I do not think genocide should be tolerated. I do not think the Jack the Ripper should have been tolerated. But then again, I'm not saying anything very interesting when I say that. If I say what happened to the people in Rwanda shouldn't be tolerated, I mean, I'm just saying nothing, really, am I? But it is the question of, you know, where is the dividing line between what should be tolerated? And then what does the word tolerated mean? I'm not in favour of the death penalty. I don't favour the death penalty for Jack the Ripper, for example. I don't favour the death penalty for anyone at all. Anyone at all. What confuses me most about society these days? Well, isn't there a great implication there, society these days? I mean, I'm not saying that it's pushing me in any particular direction, but I wonder what the phrase these days mean as opposed to those days. Well, I can tell you, I'm confused about the future. If I look back into the 1980s, I didn't anticipate the internet. I didn't. I had no idea it was coming down the track and everything that connected with the internet. So I'm a lousy predictor of the future. So I'm really confused about what's coming further down the track. But I'm also comfortable about this confusion. It doesn't bother me. I think that at the rate at which change is speeding up in society, I think it's healthy to be confused and to be unsure and to be perplexed and to be bothered about what's coming. I'm not quite sure, of course, that the word confusion doesn't mean something in addition to that, something a bit different. Being perplexed. I'm confused about the black hole. I'm confused about black holes. I'm confused about, you know, what happened before the black hole. And I'm very interested to know. I wonder if I can put up with that confusion for long.
Oh,
Now tell me, what worries you about society? What worries you about society these days? And what is the worst behaviour you've ever witnessed? Okay, let me think. The very worst behaviour I've ever witnessed. Well, I haven't witnessed a murder. I haven't witnessed a suicide. I've witnessed people beating children. But I've never seen anybody beat a child so badly that I was, ill at the thought of it. So I've led a very sheltered life. I haven't witnessed, a gang of skinheads coming down the road beating shit out of some little old lady, kicking her on the ground and all that. I haven't. So what have I done? I've witnessed people rejecting other people. I've witnessed people saying unkind things, saying nasty things. I've been on the receiving end of them, and I've said some nasty things myself in my time. So I can't tell you what is the worst, can I? No, I could tell you what behaviour made me feel worst. My father hit me once, only hit me once in my entire life, and that was the worst behaviour he ever went in for.
London's a wonderful sight. With the people here working be day and be night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat. But the gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Morn sweep down to the sea.
Now, what's the single worst quality you think a person can have? What do you think is the worst quality? Think about it. The very worst quality, what would it be? That they're nasty, that they're mean. Oh, let's talk about the seven deadly sins, that they're envious. Oh, what are the seven deadly sins? And what are they? I wish I'd prepared this. The seven deadly sins. I think Kurt Weill wrote an opera called Seven Deadly Sins. But it's jealousy, anger, envy, sloth. Oh dear, sloth. What's the worst quality a person can have? I think I'm inclined to go for sloth, really. This kind of total lethargy, sitting around doing feck all with their life. I mean, I don't like it when people don't listen to me. I don't like it when people are arrogant. I think arrogance is a pretty nasty quality for anybody to have, and I'd much prefer have humility any day. Of course, I fear when saying that there's a little bit of arrogance in me. Yoik, yoik. Anyway, sloth, yes. Sloth, empty sloth. I think that's a pretty unfortunate quality. Yeah, I'll plump for that. Lack of trust, actually. Trust being, not being trustworthy. Yeah, that would be also in competition with sloth, I suppose. But if you were slothful, you wouldn't even have the energy to be able to be mistrusted, I suppose. God, that's some attempt at a bass. It's a baritone, I guess, really. But now let's see what's coming next. I wonder, because this is going to be the last bit of music I play you. I just think that those questions were pretty good ones to have. If you've never heard this, it was written by a guy, Italian guy called Puccini. I think he was Giacomini Puccini. Sounds like Little Jack, doesn't it?
Mm.
one of the most delicate seduction scenes in the whole of opera. In fact, most people wouldn't call it a seduction scene at all. One of the best qualities somebody can have is that they can sing, really. I think that's... Mind you, I don't want to be prejudiced against people who can't sing. He's a poet, by the way, the guy is. Okay. I suppose it's time to stop. I've got a chicken in the oven, roasting it. I got to peel some potatoes to make roast potatoes, and I got to cut up broccoli, and then I've got to make gravy at the same time. So I think I'll open a bottle of red wine to make the gravy with. And it's Sunday afternoon. It's 5:10. The weather's lousy, and I've been playing around with music for a good 3 or 4 hours today, and it's been lovely to talk to you, and thank you ever so much for listening. For now, oh look, I have to have a little bit more of a tiny bit more. I just want to get again this one. I just love Robeson's voice.
Dark is all wake on the Mississippi. Dark is all wake while the white folks play. Pulling them boats from the dawn to sunset. Getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up, don't look down. Put your own dust bay to the white folks round. There's no need for bars on head.
Here it comes.
Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross.
Crossing the River Jordan, eh? What about that? But nobody ever owned a song as much as Robeson. Well, I suppose some people did, but he really does own this. So much so I can't tell you of another good version. If you don't like it, you can turn off now. There's not going to be nothing else very much on this except Robeson.